Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Songs of Hope. A weekly reflection on the Psalms with Denise Seaman.
Welcome, and thank you for taking time to join us again today as we read and explore the Scriptures, God's holy word of hope and joy. Today's psalm reflection is on Psalm 133. Behold, how good and pleasant it is when brothers dwell in unity. It is like the precious oil on the head, running down on the beard of Aaron, running down on the collar of his robes. It is like the dew of Hermon, which falls on the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord has commanded the blessing, life forevermore. Raise your hand if you have ever said or heard these words, "Can't we all just get along?" My hand is way up in the air. In fact, I haven't checked, but it is very possible I've already said this before in a previous reflection on the Psalms. I am a middle child, and some have said that makes me a peacemaker by nature. Well, maybe. It is true that I am always happier when everyone is playing nicely in the sandbox, as the saying goes. But we all know that, by nature, we are all not peacemakers, but selfish, defensive, rebellious troublemakers. Perhaps that's why this psalm is so short. It's very difficult to imagine a world where everyone fits nicely into this scenario. But what a wonderful picture it is. Good and pleasant indeed to think of brothers and sisters living always in peace and harmony, let alone the entire world. Throughout history, people such as Socrates, Shakespeare, monarchs, politicians, and songwriters have taken their turn at exhorting us to love one another and get along. In 1967, an American folk band wrote and recorded a song called "Get Together." The refrain goes like this: "Come on, people now, smile on your brother. Everybody get together, try to love one another right now." The Beatles, too, had their song, "All You Need Is Love." Love, 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 love is all you need. Yes, there are lots of songs about how great it would be if we could all just love each other. No doubt you have heard songs with lyrics urging all of mankind to love and live in harmony with our neighbors. How does that seem to be working out where you live? I can confirm that from where I sit, not very well. Well, long before the modern era of writing, radio, record players, and television, the disciples needed to be told, too. The ultimate authority on what it means to love and live in harmony, God's own word, written down for us in the Bible, says this: "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also are to love one another. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." That is from John chapter 13, verses 34 and 35. After the first commandment, to love God with all our heart, mind, and soul, this new commandment is the next step necessary for dwelling in unity with our brothers. From an earthly perspective, families who strive to live in harmony with each other while at home can attest to the fact that life is better. Less shouting and fighting, fewer tears and slamming doors, more laughing and smiling and time together. It's not easy. It's a chore, a daily, conscious decision to work at it. But God's word helps to remind us of it, and calling on Him through prayer strengthens us for the task. Living in a peaceful home is a blessing, soothing as oil on our heads and refreshing as early morning dew on the grass. A reward for striving to love our family as God intends and as He Himself loves us. Spiritual unity is an even greater challenge. In the verse today, the psalmist begins with the word, "Behold." When I looked up this word in the Greek language, I discovered that it means, "Be sure to see. Don't miss this. It is an observable, objective fact." So, while challenging, it seems to me this is not an impossible request, and it's important. Some of Jesus' most comforting words in the Bible were spoken shortly before His crucifixion and death. In John 17, verse 11, when Jesus prays to God his Father in what is called the high priestly prayer, Jesus prays, "And I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, keep them in your name, which you have given me, that they may be one, even as we are one." Jesus actually asked his Father to help us remain unified. Jesus had such love for his disciples, and for all of us still, that he cares very deeply about how we should continue to live together as Christians, as believers in the same God, as followers of Christ who are certain of our hope that we have in the risen Christ. God didn't send his only Son to be crucified, died, be buried, raised again to everlasting life to reconcile himself to sinners, nor did Jesus during his last days give the disciples a new commandment to love one another only as empty promises or negotiable instruction. Jesus left the disciples with the exhortation to love one another because God loved us first. God reconciled himself to us sinners through Jesus' death as the propitiation of our sins, so that we could learn to forgive others as we have been forgiven. He wants us to love one another because he loves us. He wants us to love one another and live in harmony because that is how others will see that we are Christians, and because that is how the church continues to be strong in our proclamation of the gospel. We are Christians. We are different. We live differently. We don't shout angry words at each other out of jealousy, impatience, or hatred. We don't stomp around the house complaining about each other's faults or bad habits. We don't argue meanly with our fellow brothers and sisters in church, or talk ill of them to others when we disagree. But instead, at those times when we do find that we have done all those things, we repent. We forgive our brothers when they are wrong. We love them when we are wrong. We encourage others to follow Christ's example of loving one another. John, the apostle and evangelist, writes again in 1 John 4, verse 7, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God." Enjoy singing along to the pop songs about love and unity. They often have good intentions and dreams. But be warned, they are simply wishful hopes and flimsy promises, feelings based on man's view of life, not God's. The real blessings of true love, unity, and everlasting life come only from God our Father, through Jesus his Son, and with the love of the Holy Spirit. Behold, how good and pleasant it is when brothers dwell in unity. It is like the precious oil on the head, running down on the beard of Aaron, running down on the collar of his robes. It is like the dew of Hermon, which falls on the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord has commanded the blessing, life forevermore. We pray. We praise you, Lord, for the unity we have through you with all our fellow Christians. Amen.
Thank you. Songs of Hope with Denise Seaman will be back next week. Please write your comments, suggestions or requests to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Check our program online and stay tuned for more.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.